Well, the major actors are Russia, China, and the Gulf states in that order. Approximately 60% of all of the documented campaigns we've identified are foreign sponsored. And they do this because it's an inexpensive but powerful asymmetric tool for gaining influence by shaping narratives about what's happening on the ground. This influences how publics interpret events, and then this has direct implications for governance norms and policies. And many of these campaigns are aimed at propping up military juntas or authoritarian governments with whom these foreign actors have allegiances, and this enables them to assert more influence.
Why the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia would use this information campaigns in Africa?
We're seeing a growing interest in competition by Gulf actors, primarily the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, for influence in Africa, especially Northeast Africa. And this regional rivalry is playing out as a means to control and gain influence with leaders, usually unaccountable leaders in specific African countries. We're seeing this heat up in Sudan. This has been the dynamic in Libya, other parts of North Africa. We're seeing it in other parts of the Horn of Africa as well. And so there's a governance element to it that by co-opting, gaining control of these leaders, it expands the influence for these countries that have aspirations to be the regional power broker. It's also part of an economic strategy to control trade and ports and throughout the Red Sea region and broader Northeast Africa, and in that place expand and maintain control over these economic linkages that can be ongoing revenue streams for these countries.
So, how about the domestic disinformation in Africa?
Well, we are also seeing a growth in domestic disinformation, and they tend to borrow the tactics that we are seeing from the foreign actors. I believe the top domestic actors involved in disinformation are the military juntas, especially in the Sahel. And they are using disinformation to try to demonstrate and project popularity, even though they lack legitimacy. And they are using disinformation to try to scapegoat their country's problems on other causes, whether it be France or the West or the United Nations or ECOWAS or democracy. So the disinformation serves as a distraction from the increasingly repressive tactics that they're employing domestically, as well as the deteriorating economic and security conditions.
For rival governments in Libya, how disinformation was used to shape up the public opinion.
What we're seeing in Libya is that a lot of the disinformation is associated with the warlord Khalifa Haftar, who is supported by the Russians. And disinformation is aimed at trying to undermine popular support for the UN-backed National Unity government in Tripoli. It's intended to create negative attitudes towards the UN, who is trying to broker some sort of peaceful way forward in the country. And it's trying to amplify and promote a more popular image for Khalifa Haftar and his allies in the country.